You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Hope keeps people young. Some of the youngest people I know are advanced in years.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father, let your healing and holding hand rest upon the heads that have turned to silver, with the assurance of your presence always near, your grace always kind and forgiving, and your glory always giving hope to both young and old. In the name of Jesus, Savior of all, we pray. Amen. Listen, my friend, to the wisdom of the Old Testament preacher. Young people, enjoy your youth. Be happy while you are still young. Do what you want to do and follow your heart's desire. Remember that God is going to judge you for whatever you do. Don't let anything worry you or cause you pain. You aren't going to be young very long. Remember your Creator while you are still young. Before those dismal days and years come, when you will say, I don't enjoy life. That is when the light of the sun, the moon, and the stars will grow dim for you, and the rain clouds will never pass away. Then your arms that have protected you will tremble, and your legs, now strong, will grow weak. Your teeth will be too few to chew your food, and your eyes too dim to see clearly. Your ears will be deaf to noises of the street. You will barely be able to hear the mill as it grinds, or music as it plays. But even the song of a bird will wake you from sleep. You will be afraid of high places, and your walking will be dangerous. Your hair will turn white. You will hardly be able to drag yourself along, and all desire will be gone. We are going to our final resting place, and there will be mourning in the streets. The silver chain will snap, and the golden lamp will fall and break. The rope at the well will break, and the water jar will be shattered. Our bodies will return to the dust of the earth, and the breath of life will go back to God, who gave it to us. As everyone can see, this is the story of humanity. There is no escape. The only way to avoid growing old is to die young. That alternative does not appeal to anybody. Even people who have lost their reputations or their means of livelihood or their health or anything else that is usually regarded as necessary to a satisfying life feel the necessity of going on living, fearing that the unknown which follows death, when everyone faces the judgment of God, is a good deal worse than the known before death, whatever that may be. Old age is not easy to take when you have nothing to live for. Old age is bad when there is no hope. Old age becomes sour when life loses its zip. The symptoms are described very well in this text. Those dismal days and years when people say the light of the sun, the moon, and the stars are growing dim, and the rain clouds never pass away. Teeth are too few to chew one's food and eyes too dim to see clearly. Ears may be deaf to the noise of the street and barely able to hear the grinding of the mill or the playing of music, but sleep is so light that even the song of a bird wakes the senses and breaks the spell of sleep. The hair turns white and legs are barely able to drag along. The era of youth is gone and the desire of youth is dead. The preacher has been telling about all kinds of life, which are futile, fading, and useless. All is vanity, he has been saying. Now we've come to the vanity of life as one sees it in the declining years, with the white hair and the faltering legs. The message of the preacher, to both young and old, is simply this. Remember God. It has been the message of the preacher all along. There's only one note of hope in life, and that is God. If God does not exist, there is no hope. If God cannot be trusted, there is no hope. If God is not a savior, there is no hope. If God does not give life, there is no hope. If God is not God, there is no hope. The preacher has only one message, hope in God. It is his final piece of advice. Have reverence for God and obey his commands, because this is all that man was created for. God is going to judge everything we do, whether good or bad, even things done in secret. Now, I know that doesn't sound like the offer of hope to many people. That's judgment. They don't know God, of course. When you don't know God, even though you recognize that he is God, there is no hope. That's why I'm talking to both young and old today. Hope in God. Know God as he is, and have hope in him. It's the only hope there is. The advice of the preacher here is to the young. Remember your creator in the days when you are young. Older people can tell you that you aren't young very long. They can also tell you how to stay young all your life long. That may sound a little far out to you because you're young, but the only way to stay young is to keep hoping in God. Hope keeps people young. Some of the youngest people I know are advanced in years. Their hair is white and their legs do falter as they go along. But they're young in spirit because they know God. They have hope in him and they look forward to tomorrow. That's a deep secret, the secret of God. He is all grace. He does love and he really cares. He cares when you are young and he cares when you are old. He forgives when you are young and he forgives when you are old. People need to be forgiven in their old age just as they need to be forgiven in their youth. He gives life in old age just as he gives life to the young. It is real life with a great culmination. One day, the spirit, the breath of life, will return to him who gave it in the first place. That will happen to those who know God and who love God and who do his commandments because they love him. The grace of God is the only antidote to our mortality. This body of ours, which grows old, must await resurrection. The only real hope in life is that resurrection. The only reason we have to hope for resurrection is the grace of God. It is his grace which gives a body, and his grace that raises that body to incorruption, immortality, and life. Then the graceless is forgotten. And only his grace is remembered. Life is beyond mortality. It is in God, the immortal, the invisible, the eternal, and in him alone. It comes from him, is renewed by him, and is fulfilled by him, just because he is good and gracious as only God can be. People who know God come to know him in the one man whom God sent to be our Savior. You older people can know him, and you young people can know him too. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of the world because God wanted it to be that way. What's more, the Savior of the world did his part as God wanted him to do it. He died for the sins of the world, and he was raised from the dead by the glory and the grace of his Father, to be declared the Son of God with power by resurrection from the dead. Knowing God is knowing Jesus Christ. Knowing Jesus Christ is knowing God. This is the way God is. You see him in Jesus Christ. It's why the apostles always kept telling people about Jesus Christ. In Christ, they said, we see God reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us. In old age, those sins often rise to haunt people. Old people need to know that sin is forgiven. In Christ, old and young know one thing. Sins are forgiven, and life is in his hand. To give, as only God can give. He gave his Son, and he gives life. It's a great thing to grow old gracefully, with the grace of God shining on you, as the sun shines through the window on a bright sunny morning. The grace of God is just as good as that, and a lot greater. The sunshine of his grace comes from him alone, only because he wants to bless you, young and old. Why hold him off at arm's length, as so many people do? Why try to figure it out for yourself, that he should do something like this for you? In Jesus Christ, God wants to bless you, to save you, to forgive you, and to give you life. He gives you life as you have faith in his goodness and grace, which you see in Jesus Christ. Accept Jesus Christ. Believe in him and follow him. It's the way of God's grace. One of my older friends, who has since died, had a prayer in a little book of his. He prayed for the grace to grow old gratefully. In his prayer, this wonderful man said, O God, the Savior of us all, when your Son walked among us, he looked upon and loved all ages of men, babies, children, the young, the mature, the aged. He took upon him the sins of all ages of men. He died for us all and rose again for all of us, that we might all, each on his own appointed path, henceforth live to him and serve him all the days of our lives. Forgive us our blindness, this man prayed, that we have not seen the light that falls on every inch and fraction of our way. Forgive us our dullness, that we have not known the long dimensions of your bounty. We have dared to think that the gift of youth once given, you have no further gift to give. Forgive us our impatience, that we have not heard you out beyond the first paragraph of our history, as if you had no further word to say. Set us free from our willful obsession with youth, from our ludicrous and costly attempts at aping youth when youth is past, from our distrust of you that makes us look backward only to what cannot be again, from our slobbering, regretful tears that blind us to your present love. Teach us to savor the blessing of each age as each age comes, to forget what lies behind, to live today, to strain in simple confidence toward the hidden future as toward the gifts you have yet to give. Teach us to bless you for what you give and what you take away, to accept in meekness our diminishing powers, to husband shrewdly the energies that remain, to use the gifts that only age can give, to live and work in large sympathy with all generations of men, being taught compassion and humility by remembered failures of our own. Teach us to give thanks in this our day for the kindly ministries that make our faltering lives more pleasurable, and for the public conscience you have awakened to make our old age more secure, that we may use the last coins at the bottom of the purse in reckless and fine expenditure for you, that the concluding cadence of our life may be a clear continuation of the song that sounded first when we were born, that piped us swaggering down the paths of youth and marched us steadily through the middle years, and can ring still, and we may still respond, Alleluia. The point of the Old Testament preacher got across to my friend. He prayed in faith. Faith in Jesus Christ and in God who sent him to be the Savior of us all. He is the Savior of both young and old. One last word to the young. God wants you to enjoy your youth. Be happy while you are young. Follow your heart's desire. But remember that God is going to judge for whatever you do. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Have faith that He is God and courage in that faith to follow Him. It's the way to enjoy yourself while you are young and the way to prepare for what is to come, which is age. One last word to you older people. Bless the day when you were born, and bless the day when you came to know God as your Savior. It was His day and yours at the same time. Never forget that He is God, and never forget those people who show the grace of God to you in their smiles, their kind words, and their gracious acts. Accept grace gratefully. Return a smile for a smile. And help the sorrowing to see the light of joy, because your mature experience has taught you to hope in God. Bless the people around you with hope in God. Be a beatitude to everyone around you. Remember and bless as an older person blessed one day. Blessed are those who understand my faltering step and my palsied hand. Blessed are those who know that my eyes are dim and my wits are slow. Blessed are those who looked away when coffee was spilled at the table today. Blessed are those with a cheery smile who stop and chat for a little while. Blessed are those who never say, "You've told that story twice today." Blessed are those who know the ways to bring back memories of yesterday's. Blessed are those who make it known that I am loved and respected and not alone. Blessed are those who know I am at a loss to find strength to carry the cross. Blessed are those who ease the days of my journey home in many loving ways. Blessed, my friend, are you and all who hope in God. Amen.